Today's Shir is Masech Tivam, Daf Samech. We will begin on Daf Samech, Amar Aleph, 7 lines from the top. We learned in our previous Shir in the Braisa. The Braisa taught us Anus Chaveroi, Umafutas Chaveroi. If there was a woman who was violated or she was Mafuta, the Kohen Gadol La Yisa may not marry that woman from Nasab. And if he married that woman and that marriage produced a child, said the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Omer Havlat Cholol. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's opinion was that the child would be a Cholol. The Chamam Havlat Kosher. And the Chamam's opinion was that the child would be a kosher child. Says the Gemara, Omer Avuna Merav, Halach Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Halacha follows the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that the child is a Cholol. And furthermore, says the Gemara, V'ken Omer Gidla Merav. So too did indeed Rav Gidl Amarav teach us that the Aloch is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Ikadamri, but there's a different version. Not that Rav Huna said in the name of Rav that the Aloch is like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Om Rav Huna Amarav, my Tamad Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Why did Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov say that a Kohen Gadol who married a Nusas Chaveroi or a Futas Chaveroi, the child is a Cholol? Because Savala Krebelazar, he holds like Krebelazar, that we're going to learn in the coming shir on Daf Samach Aleph, that Pani Habal Panuya Shloy L'Shem Ishus, that if a single man has relations with a single woman, not within the intent of marriage, that woman becomes a Zoyna. And the halacha is that, of course, a Kohen, particularly, of course, a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a Zoyna. As the Torah Kedoshah says, Isha Zoyna v'chalolo lo yikachu. And therefore, somebody who was born from such a marriage is going to be a Cholol. Ask the Gemara, is that the way to understand the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Or mi sabal kavasei? Can we suggest that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds like Rabbi Elazar? The Kaimelon, we know from throughout Shas, we often discuss that Mishnah Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, halachas that were quoted in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, are kav. Kav means that they're not mentioned that often. There's some that suggest that kav is the gematria of Kuf Beis 102. The Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov opinion is only stated 102 times, but Vinoki, every time we learn the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it's absolutely correct. So if, asked the Gemara, the basis of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's opinion that the Vlad is Cholol is based because he's going to hold like Rabbi Elazar, but V'ilu B'ha, regarding this question, upon Abba Pnu Yishloi L'Shem Ishus, we know that Rav Amram, Amar Rav, that ain't Aloch Rabbi Elazar, that we don't follow the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. So how can we say that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's basing his opinion? Because he paskins like Rabbi Elazar, that Aloch is not like Rabbi Elazar. And indeed, because of this, the Gemara has a kasha, that how could you say, Rav Huna, that the reason for Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is because he holds like Rav Elazar, when Rabbi Elazar's opinion is not the halachically accepted opinion. Rav Ashi actually says that Rav Elazar ben Yaakov does not hold like Rav Elazar, because otherwise we would have Rav Elazar ben Yaakov following something which is not the halacha. And of course, therefore, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov is going to hold that Pani Habal Pnuya Shloi L'Shem Ishus, that if two individuals have relations not with the intent of getting married, does not make the woman into a Zoyna. And therefore, when a Kohen Gadol has relations with a Nusas Chaveroi, a Mefutas Chaveroi, the issue that we began today's shiur with, that would not be a violation of the lav of Isha Zoyna v'chalol lo yikachu. But he is over a mitzvah sasei. And the mitzvah sasei is kiyem besula ba'amav yikachisha, as we've been learning in our shiurim, that a Kohen Gadol may only marry a Besula. And the question is, and that is a mitzvah to say, And the question that we're discussing in our shiur now is, if a Kohen Gadol violates that mitzvah saseh, what will be the halacha? What will be the status? What will be the status of that child? The machlokes is, would such a marriage produce a cholol? Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Sofer, yesh chol mechayv esay. His opinion is that that would produce a cholol, and that's why that's pshat why Reb Elazar ben Yaakov said the child is a cholol at the beginning of our shir. Rabbanon Savri, what is the opinion of the Rabbanon that ein chol mechayv esay, that the child is not a cholol because the only thing that's being violated here is an esay. Says the Gemara, my time with Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. From where does Reb Elazar ben Yaakov take that a violation of a chayve esay produces a cholol? Says the Gemara, the ksiv, because the pasuk says, "Amon of a grush of a cholol of a zaynus elu leyikach ki im besulam am of yikach isha." And then the pasuk says, "Vlo yichalol zaroi ba'amav." And it's important to read the psukim in the parasha. The Torah says, as we just read, "Amon of a grush of a cholol of zaynus elu leyikach." The Torah is teaching us who the Kohen Gadol may not marry. The Kohen Gadol continue. The pasuk continues to say, "Ki im besulam ba'amav yikach isha," and then the pasuk says, "Vlo yichal zar ba'amav kaneh Hashem mekatchay." Says Reb Elazar ben Yaakov that when the Torah says "Vlo yichal zar ba'amav," it's referring, which is pasuk tezvav, it's referring to everything that was mentioned in the previous pasuk yudalid, and the Torah is saying that the child born from any of these type of relationships will be a cholol. So Tosfos asks, once we're saying that Leichal goes on the what was mentioned just before, Besulam Amav Yikach Isha, so why would that not be considered that someone was over a lav? We just learned that for a Kohen Gadol to marry a woman who's not a besula represents a violation of a lav. As Tosfos, it should be considered that he's over an essay, that the Kohen Gadol marrying a woman who's a beula represents being over an essay. Tosfos asks, if we're saying that the pasuk of Lo Yichal Zar Ba'amav refers to that situation, so that means somebody who marries, a Kohen Gadol who marries a beula is over a lav. Tosfos Divrei Hamaskel Cholol asked this question, and he doesn't answer. The Tosfos Rosh says that maybe what the Gemara means to say that when a Kohen Gadol marries one of the other types of women, there are two lavim. Here, there's only one lav. Rabbanan who hold that the pasuk of Lo Yichal Zar Ba'amav is not referring to the second half of the pasuk of Ki Im Besula Ba'amav Yikach Isha. And Rabbanan hold that the Kohen Gadol marrying a woman who's a be'ula, who's not a besula, involves being over an efsay, and therefore there is no cholol. Why? Doesn't the pasuk of Leichal Zaroi separate? Doesn't the pasuk of Leichal Zaroi refer back? Pasuk Tezvav refer back to pasuk Yudalid, clearly indicating that the child would be a cholol. And the Gemara Eila Hifsik Inyan. If we look in the pasuk, the first pasuk that we read, pasuk Yudalid, the pasuk says Amana Grush V'Chalolas Zoynes Eila Lo Yikach. So he says, by the Torah inserting the words as Eila, what the Torah is doing is it's separating the first half of the pasuk to the second half of the pasuk. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov says the purpose of the Eila is not for that reason, but rather it's Lamutin Nida, that a Kohen who had relations with his wife while she was in Nida, the child, and it's a serious Aveira, a Chiyuv Karis, the child would not be a cholol. But Tosfos, the Ramaskal Eila, asks a very strong question. He's saying, even if the Rabbanan is saying Eila separates Pasuk Yudalid, but where does the Torah say V'lo Yichal Zar Ba'amav? The Torah says lo yichal zar ba'amav, right on what it said before. Kiyam besula yikach isha. So Tosfos asks, yes, the Tosfos, maybe the pasuk is being separated, and the pasuk saying that the second half of kiyam besula ma'amav yikach isha, that when the kohen gadol marries a woman who's a be'ula, the child will be a cholol, and not when somebody violates the first half of the pasuk of amana grush v'chalala zayna es ela la yikach. So Tosfos answers the pashto teretz. Tosfos says it doesn't make sense to say that a be'ula, that if a kohen gadol marries a be'ula, that will produce a mamzer. But if a kohen gadol marries a zayna chalala, which are much more serious isurim, that would not produce a mamzer. Tosfos says that can't make sense. And therefore, the Rabbanan say that even though the words kiyam besula ma'amav yikach isha are the words that appear right next to the pasuk of lo yichal zar ba'amav, we have to say it goes the other way. Ask the Gemara, Kaman oz lo hadatanya, according to whom does the following braisa follow? The Torah says, amana grush, as we've been learning, amana grush v'chalola v'zaynas el lo yikach me'ela at oisa chalol. From these women, if a kohen gadol marries one of these women, the child born would be a cholol. V'yata is a cholol manida. But if a kohen gadol had a child from a nida, that child would not be a cholol. Says the Gemara, who opinion is that? Says the Gemara, come on, Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. It's following the opinion of Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov that just taught us that a kohen gadol who had relations with his wife, who's a nida, doesn't make a child a cholol. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov asked the Gemara, the Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov who holds that the word Ela is not coming to separate the two types of Isurim that are mentioned in that pasuk, because according to Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, a kohen gadol who marries a woman, whether it's involved being over chiv lav, whether it involves being over an essay, the child will be a cholol. And according to him, as we've been learning, the word Ela is only there to teach us that if the kohen gadol has relations with his wife who's a nida, the child will not be a cholol. If that's the point of the word Ela in that pasuk, ask the Gemara, Nichtava Ela lipsoif. Why is Ela, which is not here to divide the pasuk, but Ela is here to teach us an entirely new halacha that a kohen gadol doesn't produce a cholol from a nida? Shouldn't that have been kept separately, and it should have been mentioned at the end of the pasuk separately? And the Gemara says, indeed, kasha, that's a question. The kohanim, we know, are not allowed to become tamei to a meis, except as the Torah teaches us in Parshas Emor. The pasuk says, Emor al kohanim, a kohen may not become tamei, except kiim l'sheira karav lov li'imai l'aviv l'vnoi u'levitoi u'le'achiv. And then the pasuk speaks about its sister, and the sister is different than everyone else. The sister, the Torah Kedoshah says, l'chayse apsula hakroiv elav ashloi hoysel ish lo yitama. And in fact, the Gemara, as we've quoted previously in our shiurim in Masechta Sota, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, has a machloikis. When the Torah says lo yitama, what does that mean? Does it mean that the kohen gadol, according to Rav Shmuel, the kohen has a right to become tamei to such a woman? According to Rav Akiva, he's an obligated, it's a mitzvah for him to become tamei to such a kohen, to such a relative. And Tosfos there, the very Maskal law, says the nafkamina is, can the other Kohanim force him to become Tamei against his will? Tosfos quotes the Gemara Masechet Zvachim, Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. There was an individual, Yosef HaKohen, did not want to become Tamei. His wife passed away, Erev Pesach. He did not want to become Tamei, because he wanted to have the opportunity to bring the Karban Pesach with the other Kohanim, and the other Kohanim made him Tamei. That's only if it's obligation. If it's rishus, they would have had no right to make him tamei. Another nafkamina will be, we know there's a rule, oisik b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah. So if a kohen is involved in becoming tamei to one of these close relatives, is he considered an oisik b'mitzvah? If he's considered an oisik b'mitzvah, then he's potter from another mitzvah. If, on the other hand, he's not considered doing a mitzvah, then he wouldn't have that special dispensation of oisik b'mitzvah, potter b'mitzvah. So now the Gemara delves into which sister should the kohen become tamei, and which one not. So says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Achoisai, the sister of the kohen gadol that's an arusa, Ramei Rav Yehuda Imrim Matamala, is the sister that he comes tamei to. Rav Yosef Rav Shimon Imrim Matamala, she's not the type of sister that he becomes tamei to. Anusa Amafuta, if you have a woman that had relations with she was violated or pitui, but she was not married to that man, says the Gemara, when you have such a woman, the rehakol, everybody agrees Amatamala. That means, achos nesua, if the sister is married, that everybody agrees the kohen would not become tamei to. It's an explicit pasuk. The pasuk says, l'chosei apsula ash l'chosei ish lo yitama. And therefore, in the nesua, for sure, you don't become tamei. The question is, these women. And the Gemara continues to discuss. We learned in our previous year, a woman who's a mukas eitz, who lost part of a psulim because she had an injury there. Ematamalot de Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says that she too is a woman that the kohen would not become a sister, that the kohen would not become a tamei to. Shai Reb Shimon Eimer, Rui l'kohen gadol, only a woman who's able to marry kohen gadol, metamalot, that's the type of sister that the kohen becomes tamei to. Ain Rui l'kohen gadol, but if it's a woman that cannot marry kohen gadol, then she's the type of sister that ain metamala, that the kohen doesn't become tamei. Because if Shimon learns the following gzeirah shava, the Torah says, pasuk that we've been quoting often in our shiur today, ki im besulam amav yikach isha, and then the Torah says, lachosai habsula kriva elav ashlahosel ish lo yitama. In both of these psukim, the Torah uses the words, besula. Since the Torah uses the word besula, we connect the two halachas. And therefore, just like if Shimon held that a kohen gadol may not marry a mukas eitz, why? Because she's obviously not considered a besula. So too, the halacha will be that a kohen may not marry a kohen may not become tamei to a sister who was already a mukas eitz. Says Begeris, says the Gemara, but what about if the sister of the kohen who passed away is a Begeris? Says the Gemara, Metamala Devei Kol Adam. Everybody agrees that such a sister, that even though Rameyer in our previous year taught us that a kohen gadol may not marry a Begeris, still, Ramey will agree, and certainly Rav Shimon will agree, that a kohen hedyot can become tamei to a sister who is a begeris. And the Gemara is going to explain all of these opinions immediately. So begins the Gemara. My time the Rameyer, the Rabbi Yehuda. What is the explanation for the opinions of Rameyer, Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Gemara, the Darshi Hachi. They learn as follows. The Torah says, L'chayse apsula kreiv alav, ashloi hoysel ish lo yitama. Says the Gemara, the pasuk says, L'chayse apsula, l'prat l'anusa mafuta. A woman who's a nusa mafuta, that is not a basula, he may not become tamei to such a woman. Yochoshani moitzi af mukas eitz. So I would say that perhaps that a mukas eitz, who as we've been discussing, is also not considered a basula, and therefore the kohen may not become tamei to his sister when she passes away if she was a mukas eitz. Tamaloima ashaloi hoysel ish. L'mi shaviyosei de ish. Only a woman who lost a basulim because she had relations with a man. Yotzu, But when we speak about a mukas eitz, she didn't lose a psulim because of something that was done by a man. And therefore, since it wasn't Shein Haviyasa Edei Ish, since that wasn't what caused that she should lose a psulim, that's why they hold he can become Tamei Tahar. Hakroiva, then the Torah says, the word Hakroiva, L'Rabbis HaRusa. The Torah is saying that word, Ashlahoysel Ish, to teach us that Avaya is Kedushin, but when the Torah says the word akroiva, it's coming to teach us that even though this woman experienced Kedushin, this woman is Mureses, still the Kayin can come Tamita, Elov, Larabbis Abegeris. And the word Elov comes to teach us that the Kayin God, that the Kayin can become Tamit to his sister who is a Begeris. Halamali Kro. But ask the Gemara, why do we need a Pasuk to teach us that a Kohen can become Tamei to his sisters of a Geras? Hama Rameya. Then Rameya, in the previous year, explained the Pasuk that the Torah says regarding the Kohen Gadol. V'u isha b'besula yikach. And we learned the word, Torah used the word besulev, not besula. So we learned like that, that you have to have all the besulim. And that's why if the Kohen Gadol may not marry a begeris. If the Torah would have just written the word besula, then Rameis says the Kohen Gadol would have been allowed to marry a begeris, because he says that the word besula means afila mixed besula mashma, that even if a woman is partially besula, like a begeris, that is a besula. And therefore, had the Torah, Rameis said, just said the word besula alone, the Kohen Gadol would be allowed to marry a Begeris. Only because the Torah wrote the word B'Besuleo, is a Begeris included, according to Rameyer, as a woman that the Kohen Gadol may not marry. But according to that explanation, the halacha would be that the Kohen Gadol will be allowed to marry, according to that Besula, means a Begeris. So why is, of course, that's why the Kohen Gadol, that's why certainly a Kohen is allowed to become Tamei to sister who's a Begeris. So why, ask the Gemara, according to this explanation of Ramey's opinion that we learned in the previous year, do we need the word Elov to teach us that a Kohen can become Tamei to his sister Begeris? Answers the Gemara, it's true. Salkadat Chamina Nelef. We should learn a gzeir shava. The Torah says, the pasuk that we're speaking about, Hilchos Tumah, achos apsula kreve elov, ashloisel ish lo yitama. And the Torah says, the parsha, if somebody violates a woman. And the Torah says, ki imtza ish nara psula, ashloi erosa, v'safsa v'shachiv imavim tzol. If somebody violates a woman, the halacha is that he has to pay chamishim kesef for loisi elisha, he has to marry her. There the Torah also used the word besula. So maybe we should learn besula, besula mehasam. We should learn the word psula from there. Ma'ala halon, just like over there, it means specifically the halacha of oinus only speaks to a woman who's a nara. Afkan, we should say that the halacha by which sister may a Kohen become Tamei to is only a Nara. That's why, Kamash Malan, that's why we had to have this Pasuk teach the word Elof to teach us that no, that even if she's not a Nara, even if she's a Begeres, if she's still single, the Kohen becomes Tamei to her. That's been, so the Gemara has now completed explaining the opinion of Ramei Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara goes into explaining the opinions of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, "My Tamayu, what is their reasoning?" Says the Gemara, "Darshi Hachi." This is the way they learned the pasuk. L'chayse psula prat. It comes to exclude lanusa umafuta umukaseitz. That all of these women are not psulas, and therefore they're going to hold that a sister of a kohen who's a mukaseitz, that kohen doesn't become Tamei Tahar. And then the Pasuk says, Ashloi Haisa Prat Larusa. he shouldn't become tummy to his sister, who's a Narusa. Hakriva, the rabbis Harusa Shinizgarsha. But if the sister was only Narusa, and that marriage never consummated to Nisuin, on the contrary, they terminated the marriage with a get. Elov, the rabbis of Begeris, that his sister was a Begeris, he becomes tummy to. Hakriva, so the Gemara goes into explaining this opinion. He says, they said that the word kriva is coming to teach us l'rabbis arusa shenizgarsha. The arusa that's nizgarsha, the kohen becomes tamei. But ask the Gemara, how could that be? Hamar Rav Shimon, when we learned earlier on Amud Aleph the opinion of Rav Shimon said, ruy l'kohen gadol matamela. Which type of sister may a kohen become tamei? A sister that a kohen gadol may marry that woman. However, a sister, she'ain ruy l'kohen gadol, if she's in the category that she cannot marry a kohen gadol, then ain matamela. And the question is that a kohen gadol cannot marry a grusha from the erusin. So how can we say that a grusha shenizgarsha, a kohen can become tamei to? Answers the Gemara Shani Hasam. That even though a rusa shenizgarsha may not marry a kohen gadol, still the Torah goes out of its way by using the word hakroiva to teach us. The Torah goes out of its way by using the word hakroiva that this sister he's allowed to become tamei to. So ask the Gemara, if we're saying the word hakroiva is coming to teach us that there are certain women that the kohen gadol may not marry, but the kohen hegyet may become tamei to his sister when she's in that status. So why don't we also say, ask the Gemara, Yachi mukas neitz nami? Why don't we say that a mukas eitz also is a woman, that the sister's a mukas eitz, then she passes away, the kohen may become tamei to her? Answers the Gemara, the Torah learns akroiva, and we learn from the word akroiva, achas v'loishtayim. One, only one case of a woman who a kohen gadol may not marry, may the kohen hegyet become tamei to his sister when she's like that, but not two cases. And that's why we're being marba rusa shenizgarsha, but we're not including a mukas eitz. So ask the Gemara the obvious question, why are we saying that the word akroiva refers to achos rusa shenizgarsha and not referring to mukas eitz? Answers the Gemara, Ha is aviba maisa. A mukas eitz went through a physical situation. The eitz, whatever caused the psulim to be diminished. Ha, whereas the rusa shenizgarsha lo aviba maisa aviba maisa. Nothing physical happened to her, and that's why if we're going to have to include one, says the Gemara, it makes more sense to include the rusa shenizgarsha rather than including the mukas eitz. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, Midashafke Lebar Zugay, says if you pay attention to the Braisa that we learned on Amud Aleph, we'll see that the Braisa began discussing Achos Arusa. Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda said that the Kohen becomes Tamei to an Achos Arusa. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon said, Eimet Tamala. And then the Braisa continued discussing Mukasaitz, where the Braisa said, as we just learned, that Rav Shimon says the Kohen does not become Tamei to the sisters of Mukas Eitz. But there, Rav Yossi's name, who was Rav Shimon's partner of the Braisa, at the beginning of the Braisa, is omitted. So obviously, says the Gemara, that when we speak about the halacha of a Mukas Eitz, Rav Yossi and Rav Shimon differ. And when it comes to Mukas Eitz, Rabbi Yossi will not agree with Rabbi Shimon, but rather, Kremeyer Sfirle. He's going to hold like Kremeyer, and he's going to hold it just like Kremeyer says that a kohen hegyet becomes tamei to his sister as a mukas eitz. So too does Rabbi Yossi hold, says the Gemara Menale. Where will he learn that from? Answers the Gemara. He learns it from the Pasuk, Loi Hoysel Ish. He only can, and the Pasuk's telling us that only a woman that was haviyasa yidei ish, that lost a psulim through a human being. However, a mukas eitz, who did not lose her basulim that way. According to Rabbi Yossi, he'll agree with Rabbi Meir, Kabi, you will be allowed to become tamei. But ask the Gemara, Vafite. But Rabbi Yossi used this pasuk to teach us that Achosa Rusa, he's not allowed to become, that Achosa Rusa, he said, he's not allowed to become tamei. So how could he use this pasuk for that? Answers the Gemara, the halacha that he can't become tamei, tachosa rusa, he learns from the words loy hoisa, and therefore, as soon as the woman had havaya, as soon as the woman was married, erisin, of course, we know, makes a woman into an eishes ish. Rabbi Yossi, in agreement with Rabbi Shimon, will hold that he's not allowed to become tamei to her, the kohen hedyot, v'chad, and the word leish comes to teach us only if she lost a b'sulim through a human being may he not become tamei tahar, otherwise he may become tamei tahar. The Gemara goes back and discusses what Rav Shimon said. Elov, Rav Shimon used the word Elov, l'rabbis abegeris, that if the sister's abegeris, the kohen can become tamei tahar. But ask the Gemara, v'amar Rav Shimon said that when we learned the pasuk regarding the kohen gadol, v'isha b'besula yikach, that the Torah again used the word besula, not besula. Do we learn from there just the opposite from what Rameya held? And he held that we don't need to have all of the besulim. And since you don't have to have all of the besulim, the kohen may marry a begeris. In other words, if the Torah would have just written the word besula, Rav Shimon holds that a kohen gadol would not be allowed to marry a begeris. Only because the Torah wrote besula, because he holds when the Torah writes the word besula, it means besula shleima mashma. So we see that his definition of the word besula means a full-fledged besula. Only there, where the Torah used the word besula, Rav Shimon said, she doesn't have to be a full-fledged besula. And therefore he said, a kohen gadol is allowed to marry a begeris. But here, would a Torah use the word besula? Shouldn't that be an indication that Rav Shimon would hold that if a woman is a begeris, if the sister of the kohen is a begeris, the kohen may not become tamei tahar? Answers the Gemara, tam didei nami haso mihacham. Do we need to understand that halacha that Rav Shimon learned in the previous year, that a kohen gadol may marry a begeris, should be learned as follows. The darish hachi. This is the way he's going to learn. The Torah over here, by the halachas of which type of a sister made a kohen become tamei, and we said that Rav Shimon said the word elov l'rabbis abegeris, that the word elov comes to teach us that the kohen gadol, that the kohen may become tamei to the sisters of begeris. Mechlal, from here we learn that if the Torah just ruled the word besula itself, besula of shleima mashma, she has to be a full-fledged besula and not a begeris. In other words, the Torah over here uses the word elov precisely because according to Rav Shimon, besula alone would exclude a begeris. But the Torah goes out of its way to write elov to say that here it's different. The kohen, as we've learned earlier in our shiur today, may not marry a zoyna. As the Torah says, isha zoyna v'chalola lo yikach. And that's why, as we're going to learn in our coming shiur, the Mishnah in Daf Samech Aleph teaches us that a kohen is not allowed to marry a geyoris. Because, as the Mishnah says, ein zoyna el a geyoris u'mashechreris. Our Gemara begins the discussion, is there an exception to this rule regarding a geyoris? Says the Gemara, Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer, geyoris b'chusim b'ba sholoshon v'yom echad, you have a geyoris that's less than 3 years old, Uksheira, such a woman, the kohen gadol may marry. Uksheira l'kuna, kohen gadol can marry such a woman. Shneimar, the pasuk says regarding the individuals who went out to war by Melchemes Midyan, and the pasuk says v'chol ataf benoshim ashlo yodu mishkav zocher hachiulchem. According to Rav Shimon means that you're allowed to marry them, and included in that group was Harei Pinchas, Imam. Pinchas was with them, and he says that Pinchas was allowed to marry that woman. So we see from here that a kiyoris that's less than 3 years old, he was allowed to marry. Of course, the achronim ask, maybe it's only referring to everyone else to that was allowed to, who went out to war. Who says that it refers to Pinchas as well? So it says that if that would be the case, said Achroinim, the Torah would have mentioned not Pinchas. Otherwise, it could be misleading. The fact that the Torah doesn't include it, the halacha is that obviously, if the girl is a geyrus, but she's less than 3 years old, a kohen, and as the Ritva points out, even a kohen gadol can marry them. And in fact, the Karen Oyer explains that the Ritva's raya is from what we just learned, that Pinchas was a Meshuach Mechama. And throughout halacha, the kohen who's the Meshuach Mechama has the same halacha of a kohen gadol. So if the Gemara is now saying that Pinchas was allowed to marry a geyrus that's less than 3 years old, it's obvious that it means even a kohen gadol. Why is that the halacha? Why does Reb Shimon hold that a geyrus pachus ben bashal shanim echad is k'sher l'kohuna? So there's many different explanations in the Rishonim. Rashi says, l'machzakina lo kazoina. We don't consider a girl who's so young to be considered a zoina. Posh pshat, Rashi seems to say that the concern by a goya is that she had relations. We have no such concern by a girl who's less than 3 years old. Tysus seems to take a different approach. Tysus' approach is that it's a halachic label. A girl who's under 3 years old doesn't have the halachic status of a zoyna. It's a halachic status. Says the Gemara, Rabbanan disagree, and Rabbanan hold that even a geyrus that's less than 3 years old, a kohen may not marry. The pasuk says there, v'chol atapa noshem hachiyu lechem, says the Gemara, what the pasuk meant was, lavodim l'shvachas. You could take the lavodim l'shvachas, but not that you should, that not that the kohanim can marry them. Says the Gemara, ihochi, says the Gemara, if that's what the pasuk says, then why are we saying, according to Reb Shimon, that the pasuk is coming to teach us that if she didn't have relations, she's allowed to marry a kohen? So then why are we limiting it? Ask the Gemara. Specifically to a girl who's less than 3 years old. Ask the Gemara. She should also be allowed to marry a kohen. Because the pasuk says that as long as she didn't have relations with a man, answers the Gemara. Because there's really a question in these psukim, points out Rav Huna. Rav Huna Rami. Rav Huna asked the following question. Siv, the pasuk says, Kol ish yadas ish lemishkav zachar roigel. That means that the pasuk is saying that if she's a gedoyla, isha means a gedoyla, that if she had relations with a man, haroigel were obligated to eliminate her. Ha'ena yadas, if she never had relations with a man, even though she's a gedoyla, that seems the pasuk is saying, kaimu, we allowed to keep her alive. Mechlal, this pasuk seems to indicate that the discussion, if they had relations or didn't have relations, refers to a gedoyla. But when we speak to a taf, when we speak to a child, then there's no difference. Bein yadu or bein lo yadu, whether they did or didn't have relations, kaimu, you're allowed to let them survive. But ask Rav Huna, but there's another pasuk that says, v'chol atapa noshim, ashlo yodim mishkav zocha, hachiyu lechem. That only if these girls did not have relations, can we let them survive. Hayadi, even though they're taf, even though they're children, but if they had relations, that loch would be haroigu. So we have a stira. From the first pasuk, it's mashma, that all children were allowed to survive. From the second pasuk, it seems, only children who didn't have relations. Answers the Gemara, Havi Omer, the way to understand the pasukim is as follows. Berui leboil kosum adaber. And therefore, the pasuk is saying, any woman who's old enough that to have relations, that means a girl above the age of 3, you have to eliminate, even if she never had relations. Then the pasuk says that when you have a girl who's under 3, then hachilchem, you could keep them alive and you don't have to kill them. And even if they had relations. So the two psukim are teaching us the same din, that a girl under 3 years old survived, and a girl over 3 years old did not survive. And Tanya Nami Hachi, and says the Gemara, the Braisa corroborates this explanation, because the Braisa explains the pasuk, V'chol isha yadas ish l'mishkev zocha ha-roiga, and the pasuk saying, Haberuil boil akos medaber, any girl that's above 3 years old, who's already of age to have bia, you have to eliminate. At the time of Beruah Libal, continues the Braisa, does the pasuk specifically speak about a girl who was old enough to have relations? Or maybe what the pasuk says the Torah means, nivla mavish, that it depends if she did or didn't have relations. Says the Gemara, Shomer, v'chol atop anashim shlo yodo mishkev zocher. The pasuk says that taf, that didn't have relations, you could survive. To have the Omer, that the pasuk is teaching us that by have Omer, Beruah Libal Akos Medaber. And therefore, the children whose bia is not considered a valid bia, that's a child that survived. But the woman whose bia is a bia, that means any girl above 3 years old, even if she didn't actually have relations, the halacha is they should be eliminated. But ask the Gemara, Minah Yadi, how were they to know who was that person? Says the Gemara, Amar of Huna bar Bizna, Amar of Shimon Chasida, Haviram al Fnei Tzitz. They passed the girls in front of the Tzitz. Kol Shepenea Marikos, any woman whose face turned green, Biyadua Shi Rui Lebo, we knew that this girl is a girl that's old enough to become a Rui Lebo, and therefore she was eliminated. V'kosh ein p'nei marikos, any girl whose face did not turn green, b'yiduah she'ein a ruah lebo, she was not in that status. Amar Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman says, why this green complexion? Because says Rav Nachman, simen l'aveira, a simen that somebody did in aveira, is when the face turns hadroiken. So why specifically the tzitz? So the Mashah explains that on the tzitz it said, Kodesh Lashem. And when we speak about the Shem Hashem, as it says in the Birkus Kohanim, Yor Hashem Panav Eilecha. So we see that the tzitz for Klal Yisrael made them face shine, and for the Umas Olam, it was Hadroiken. The Kliyaku explains that the tzitz was the Begit Kuhut that was Mechaper on the Aveira of Znus. As the pasuk says the Kliyakar, Umetzach Isha Zoyna Hayaloch. And therefore, the Kedusha, Kodesh Lashem, is the opposite of Znus. And therefore, where the Tzitz is the one, is the Keli of the Beis HaMikdash, that is the one most appropriate to show that who was or wasn't Rui Lebal. Says the Gemara further, we find a similar incident in Nach. We know that after the episode of Pelegish Begiva, Klal Yisrael went out to war with Shevet Binyamin. And many of Shevet Binyamin were wiped out. There were only 600 men left. And Klal Yisrael had destroyed them all. And moreover, Klal Yisrael had said that no one would let their daughter marry someone from Shevet Binyamin. But then Klal Yisrael regretted what they had said, because this had caused that there won't be any more children in Shevet Binyamin, and ultimately the entire Shevet would be eliminated. So they discovered that there were people from Yoshvi Gilad that did not go out to war with Binyamin like all the other Shvatim. And because they didn't participate with the rest of Klal Yisrael, the pasuk says they sent 12,000 soldiers to kill them. But they said that they should only kill the men and women shiyadu mishkav zachar, that the, and because their intention with this declaration was that anyone who didn't have relations should be eligible to marry these b'nei binyamin, and we should get Shev binyamin back on track. And the pasuk says, "For yimtzu miyosh v'gilad abba meis nara psula ashloyadu ishla mishkav zachar." They found 400 girls that never had relations, says the Gemara, and they were the ones that married the men from Binyamin. And again, asked the Gemara, "No, Yadi, how did they know that these were that these this was the case?" Says the Gemara, "Amar Rav Kahana Hashiva pi chavish shel yayin." They were put on. They sat on top of a barrel of wine. Bula, a woman who had relations, Recha Noidiv, the aroma of the wine would come out of her body. Bula, ein Recha Noidiv, the aroma would not come out of her body. But ask the Gemara, instead of doing this, for Navrenu Lufnei Tzitz, why don't we do what we did before, take him in front of the Tzitz? Amr Kahana, Bereid Rav Nosson, L'Rotzen, Lechem Lufnei Hashem Ksiv. The Pasuk says regarding the Tzitz, V'ya Mitzchoy Tamid L'Rotzen Lechem Lufnei Hashem, and this, L'Rotzen V'lei L'Pronius, this is not what we want to use the Tzitz for. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, so Iachi, the previous piece of Gemara, that we said that we used this method by Midyan, but Midyan Nami, why was this method used by Midyan? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rashi, L'Rotzen L'Hem K'siv, L'Hem L'Rotzen V'Loi L'Pronis. By Klal Yisrael, we only use the tzitz for a proper, for a positive purpose. But there they were examining Avdi Kachavim, there the tzitz could be used, afilu l'peronius. Says the Gemara, Amar of Yaakov, Bar Idi, Amar of Shub and Levi, Halacha, Krev Shimon ben Yechai. The Halacha is like Krev Shimon ben Yechai, that a Giyaris that's less than 3 years old, a Kayim may marry her. Amalei Rav Zeira, Rav Yaakov, Bar Idi, Befer Shmielach, he asked him, did you hear this explicitly? Amiklal Shmielach. Or was it that you didn't hear it explicitly, you just were able to extrapolate it? Says the Gemara, my klala, what leads you to believe that you didn't hear it explicitly? Dam Rabbi Shuman Levi. Rabbi Shuman Levi taught us, Ir Ayachas Haisub Etz Yisrael, there was a city in Etz Yisrael, Shekar Lav Irer, that there was question regarding the yichas of that city. V'shigar Rebbe is Rebbe Rumnus, and Rebbe sent Rebbe Rumnus, Ubotka to examine the status. They discovered that there was a Giyaris less than 3 years old. And Rebbe allowed her to remain married to a Kohen. That's where Rav Shua Ben Levi extrapolated that the halacha is like Rav Shimon. Amalei, says the Gemara, that's not how I came to that decision that the halacha is like Rav Shimon, rather beferish shmili. I heard it explicitly from Yeshua ben Levi, says the Gemara. And what would be wrong if we learned it from this story? V'imachlolamai, if he hadn't heard it explicitly, he just had extrapolated based on this halacha, what would be wrong? Says the Gemara, because Dilma Shani Hasam, maybe if all the basis for passing Rav Shimon would just be based on that story, there, maybe they were lenient because Hoyle v'insav insav. Once he married her, once the Kohen married her, they remained married. They allowed him to remain married because we saw we have such a precedent. Dahar Rabbi Yochanan, the Rav Rabbi Yochanan Damer Tavayu, Begerusim Mikas Eitz, a woman who's a Begerusim Mikas Eitz, the Loch is Loyisa, Kohen Gol should not marry such a woman. But we learned that if he married her, Nasa Nasi. So we see there is a precedent that even though you're not supposed to marry such a woman, if you did, you could remain married. Says the Gemara, that isn't a precedent. Hachi Hashta, as we explained in our previous year. Bishla Mahasam, Soifelius Begeres Tachtav. Every woman that the Kohen Gadol marries, even if he marries her as a Nara, will ultimately become a Begeres. Soifelius Beula Tachtav. The woman will ultimately become a Beula. That's why we're lenient. Hacha, If a girl, if a Giyaris under 3 years old is considered a Zayna, the wife of a Kohen Gadol is not certainly going to become a Zayna. Rav Safra Masnul Maklala, Rav Safra indeed learned that Rav Shimon Levi paskin like Rav Shimon Yochai based on this story, the kashle, and he asked the question, and mashanale hachi, and he did use the halach that we learned that Rav Rabbi Yochanan said that by begeris mukaseitz layisav imnasu nasui as a reason why the halach is that the latter remain married. Says the Gemara, who counted the answer of Giyaris Pekusim Ba'ashal Shana V'yam Echad? There was a kohen who married a Giyaris who was less than 3 years old. Amalei Rav Nachman Yitzchak Mahi, why did you do so? Amalei, so he said, Amar Rav Yaakov Ar-Idi, Amar Rav Shimon Levi, Halach Rav Shimon Ben Yochai. Amalei, Zil Apik, he said, go and divorce her. V'ilai, because if you will not divorce her, Ma'afik Nalach Rav Yaakov Ar-Idi Me'unach. I'm going to take out of your ears what Rav Yaakov Ar-Idi said. That means I'm going to put you into cherim, and you'll have to divorce her anyway, because the halacha is not as he reported. Rather, the halacha is not like Rav Shimon ben Yochai, and the halacha is that even pchusu ba'ashal shem yamechad, the kohen should not marry such a geyrus.